you handle hardship differently when you're taking great care of yourself. You handle hardship differently when you're taking great care of yourself. Hey there, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for being here. This is our Consistency 365 series. And I saw a post about motherhood that basically said, kind of along the lines of this message, it said, you mother differently when you prioritize your fitness. You mother differently when you're eating healthy. You mother differently when you're practicing stress management. And it's absolutely true. But it's bigger than that. And it's a greater opportunity than that. It holds more promise than that. Life is full of hardships. No matter what you do, there are going to be things thrown your way that are outside of your control that are hard, that run the whole gamut. My dad died in a car accident when I was a senior in college. Super hard. Nothing I could have done to have changed that. My daughter died very unexpectedly when she was a baby. My twins were born not only 13 weeks premature, but they were born both critically ill and not expected to live. Those are hard, hard things. But what is in our control and what is variable is how we handle those things and our ability to get through them or even thrive through them. Yeah, we can thrive in the midst of really, really hard things. And you handle hardship differently when you're taking great care of yourself. You navigate stressors, big and small, everything from a traffic jam to a death in the family. You navigate stressors differently when you're eating really healthy, when you're exercising. And this is not my opinion. This is backed by science. When we consume sugar, when we overeat, when we eat seed oils, when we eat trans fats, when we eat processed foods, we are chemically depressing our body. On the flip side, when we don't overeat, when we make healthy choices, when we emphasize whole foods, when we're getting enough protein and enough healthy fats and all of those things are aligned, it is well documented the positive impacts that has on focus, on mood, on outlook, on everything. Same is true with exercise. Same is true when you practice stress management. You handle hardship differently when you're taking great care of yourself. And I know that this is a time in the world where there's a lot of fear, whether it's fear of illness, fear of death, fear of tragedy, fear of just the state of the world. You handle that differently when you're taking great care of yourself. So yes, things can be very, very hard, but you have a tremendous ability to impact your capacity to bear those things, to live through those things, to even thrive through those things based on how you are caring for yourself. It's the easier path or it's the harder path, and you get to choose. You get to choose. I hope that you will consider checking out 10X Mindset if you haven't already, because this isn't just a matter of being an optimist. In fact, it's not that at all. It's being in better control of your emotions and your reactions and being able to think more clearly, more logically, and in a more rational, balanced way, being able to get to solutions and options more quickly, snapping out of judgment and criticism of yourself and others more quickly. And it can absolutely change your life, and it doesn't have to take very long. The link to 10X Mindset is in the show description, or you can message me if you have questions about it. But otherwise, I'll see you tomorrow.